The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bible Education, 703-568-7484.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on The Don Crow Show. It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. And yes, you're probably wishing you could have just stretched the day off another day or two, right? Yes, my producer is quite enthusiastic over the idea. Anyway, this hour we welcome you to the Tuesday edition of the Don Crow Show. I do hope you had a good and relaxing weekend of one sort or another. And, my goodness, where's the time going? It's September already, kids back in school this week, and, that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? We certainly want to keep in mind and in our prayers and thoughts those who are facing the still unresolved Dorian, the incredible storm coming up the East Coast. And I'm sure as time proceeds, we'll keep you posted on that. As a matter of fact, we're kicking off our Food for the Poor campaign tomorrow with the good folks from Food for the Poor. And they are based down in the Miami area. So even at that, Paul Jacobs, who was going to be with me here in studio tomorrow, has to do some juggling. We'll do the program live, but he'll have to go to our sister station in Miami. And we'll connect that way because he can't even get out of town, as the saying goes at this point. Anyway, here's some of the things coming up for this hour. Now, we all know by nature children are question askers, right? I mean, they are wonderfully inquisitive, and especially when it talks about some of the more complex things of life, such as heaven. Where is heaven? How do you get there? And does anybody come back from there? And what's it like there? All those questions and more. And, of course, those become more than merely academic when a child has lost a loved one, a family member, maybe a friend, or even all the national tragedy that is occurring and death happening on far too regular a basis in our culture these days. So kids have a lot of questions. Well, Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and, of course, you know him as the host of the radio and television ministry Pathway to Victory. He has just written an absolutely beautiful illustrated book for children. I hold one in hand right now called A Place Called Heaven for Kids, 10 Exciting Things About Our Forever Home. So Dr. Jeffress will join me in a few minutes to talk about this latest work and why it could be a real blessing to you and your kids and grandkids, Sunday school class, or whatever else. In his recent column at stream.org titled, or rather headlined, Mass Shootings Cause Mass Delusions, Dr. John Zmirak observes that even as violent crime has fallen greatly since the 1970s and 80s, Americans have been forced to process what he calls a hideous innovation. Widespread nihilistic mass killings. These increasing in frequency, feeding off of each other. And John says it's a kind of phenomenon that's like a virus spreading, in a sense, by contagion. And it's not a virus our societal immune system is already to process and fight. In fact, he says, it is producing dangerous side effects in the form. This is so well written, and I want to do it justice when we get to it. In the form of political delusions that threaten our fundamental freedoms. What happens every time there's another tragic, horrific, just unconscionable explosion, literally of firestorms and killings and assaults with weapons? What's the next thing that comes up? We need more gun control. That's just part of what he's talking about in terms of the political delusions that threaten our fundamental freedoms. We'll let him speak. He could speak to it far more effectively than I, and he will later on this hour. We'll talk about his column. Next hour, our good friend Star Parker has written a column for Creator Syndicate titled, Our Changing Values Should Worry Us. She, of course, you know her to be one of our leading conservative voices in the country, and she observes that the founders of our country saw the nation's existence, its faith, and its posterity, all three, its existence, its faith, its posterity, a package deal. It all went together. But she says we now have a young generation, our future, that dismisses the importance of all the elements of that package. And then she raises the question, what might this tell us about where we as a nation and culture are headed? She'll join me next hour to elaborate on that. We'll also share before the afternoon's over a recent conversation with our good friend Gary Bauer. He is, as you know, a member of USERF, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. He and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago on the ratcheting up of persecution of Christians and other religious groups in China. So that's part of what's coming up today. And before we take our first break, let me say a huge thank you to all of you who have been so generous in our August campaign with Cross International. And our goal there of providing several hundred children with a future in a divine shelter Christian school in Haiti, Peru, and Ecuador. And you really opened your hearts and your checkbooks and your credit cards and your wallets, as you always do, and you provided for 367 children to receive a future. And I don't overstate that. You have just secured a future for these kids, because once they get into those schools, everything changes for them, physically and spiritually and academically. So I just want to mention that as we, of course, have wrapped that campaign up. But that was our August campaign. We thank you so very much for that. I do want to thank Passport Auto Group Stores as well for their very generous gift of $8,000 toward that campaign. So, again, we can't say it often enough. Thank you for your continuing generosity toward the hurts and the needs and the pain and the brokenness of a hurting world. You don't just think about it. You don't just pray about it. You do something about it, and we thank you for that.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's the progress.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Drag Queen Story Hour continues its reign at libraries despite backlash. That was the headline of a recent story in the New York Times, a story presented as if there is a normal America where Drag Queen Story Hour makes perfect sense, and then there is that other backward America that responds with backlash. Of course, the word backlash has negative connotations, as if this is some wrongful, negative, conservative overreaction. It's worth pointing out that these Drag Queen Story Hours, and this article admits as much, are targeted at children because children are impressionable and easily influenced to come to celebrate the life choices of those leading the story time. In a stunningly short amount of time, we've watched a massive restructuring of the entire moral universe of modern America that makes Drag Queen Story Time first unimaginable, then plausible, then actual, and then celebrated. Yes, we are indeed a culture in crisis. I'm Albert Moeller.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. As I mentioned at the outset of the hour, we all know by nature children are very inquisitive, especially when it comes to subjects like heaven. Where is it? What's it all about? How do we get there? Does anybody ever come back? All kinds of questions children are capable of asking. And of course, if a child has lost someone near to him, perhaps a family member or someone, a friend at school, or even with all the death, sadly, that's occurring in our culture right now, they're bound to have a lot of questions. Well, in his latest book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids, 10 Exciting Things About Our Forever Home, pastor and best-selling author Dr. Robert Jeffress has written a book. And by the way, it's gorgeously illustrated. It answers some of the most frequently asked questions and more. And it does it in a way that the kids are going to understand as you share it with them. As many of you know, Dr. Jeffress is senior pastor of the 13,000-member First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, Fox News contributor, and as well, of course, his radio and television program, Pathway to Victory. We'll mention that again in a moment. But Dr. Jeffress, welcome, my friend. Good to talk with you.
Well, thanks for having me back, Don.
Well, this is an exciting new book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids. What led you to write this? Couldn't be more timely, in my view, but what made you decide to go in the direction of a book for children?
Well, first, thanks for having me today. Today's the official release date of the book.
Outstanding.
And so it's available everywhere as of today. But, Don, I did this for two reasons. First of all, as a pastor, I just have a lot of times parents saying they don't know how to talk about death and about heaven to their kids or to their grandkids. And this is a great way to do that. As you mentioned in your introduction, a lot of times there'll be just a natural event of life, the death of a family member or friend, or a tragic shooting like we saw in West Texas this weekend, and we see all too frequently, will spur children's interest in the subject of death and heaven and what awaits us. And so I wanted to write this book in such a way that children could understand not only what heaven is like, but the way to heaven as well. And as you mentioned, we've engaged an award-winning children's artist who did the beautiful illustrations in the book. We build the book around 10 questions children have about questions about heaven. But the most important question is the last one, and that is, how do we go to heaven? And at the end of the book, there's a very clear plan of salvation and a prayer that that child can pray to trust in Christ as his or her Savior.
Would you agree that now especially we have a level of, sadly, violence and killing that is almost daily, it seems lately, in our culture? And that's got to really raise questions for children who perhaps otherwise wouldn't think about it a whole lot.
Well, I think it does. And, you know, children have natural fears about death. Everyone does. And this is not only an attempt to allay those fears, but also to tell them the truth. You know, the worst thing you can do is to tell a child an untruth about heaven, like, well, everybody goes there. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And, Don, the most important job we have as parents and as grandparents is to make sure our children are in heaven with us one day. And one of the markets for this book, we've discovered a lot of grandparents are concerned that their grandchildren aren't receiving spiritual instruction because the grandparents' own children don't go to church any longer, and they're very distressed about how to present the gospel and the truth of heaven to their grandchildren. This is a great way to bypass your adult children and get the book in the hands of your grandchildren so that they can hear the truth about heaven.
I'm looking at your dedication page right now. I love it. To my two daughters, Julia Sadler and Dorothy Jeffress, I'm proud of you both, and remember the time each of you trusted in Christ as your Savior. The greatest joy of my life is knowing that Amy and I will spend eternity with you in that place called heaven. That has got to be a rich blessing to your kids and grandkids, to say nothing of others who can relate to that.
Well, you know, I was in the delivery room with both of my daughters when they were born. I had my video camera out photographing that, and that was electric. I mean, that was such a great experience. But, Don, I'll have to tell you, that experience pales in the comparison as to when I got to witness both of my daughters being born again and knowing that I was going to see them forever in heaven. And, again, a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents don't know how to lead their children to Christ. They don't know where to start. They don't know what to say. This book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids, is a great non-threatening book you can give that child or grandchild and help them make sure that they're going to be in heaven one day.
What are some of the questions the book does answer about heaven for kids?
Well, you know, one question is heaven real? A lot of even adults wonder about that. Is it a real place or is it a state of mind? And Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And there's some beautiful imagery of what heaven might look like. And we talk about the city and the streets of gold and what that means. You know, some people want to know, children, what will we look like in heaven? And we talk about everybody having healthy bodies in heaven and no more sickness, no more pain or tears in heaven. We talk about what will we eat in heaven. I found, Don, kids are interested in that, and adults are too. And so, you know, we talk about the food in heaven and about the banquet that Jesus is going to invite us to, and all of our favorite foods being there. And then we talk about what we will do in heaven and how, you know, there's no more teasing and only sharing in heaven, no more bullies, only nice people. We want to paint what the Bible says is the truth about heaven so that children do want to go there and they're eager to find the way there.
And it's really targeted more for a younger age group, say 4 through 7 or 8, right in that range?
That's right. 4 through 8 is the target group, and It's just, again, beautifully written, and I just love all of the colors in the book, and this is such a great gift. You know, I was at an event not long ago, and I had grandparents, you know, I mean, buying, you know, 8 or 9 copies of the book at once because they wanted to inscribe a note in there to each of their grandchildren and so that their grandchildren could have a copy and always remember that it was from their grandparent.
As I said, folks, it's a hardback edition, a beautiful cover, gorgeous colors both on the cover and in all the pages. It's called A Place Called Heaven for Kids, 10 Exciting Things About Our Forever Home by Dr. Robert Jeffress, published by Baker House. And I really want to give you a chance to talk with parents and others who care for children, especially when a child is grieving and has no real frame of reference. I remember my first experience of even being around someone who'd passed away was when my dad's mom, my grandmother on my dad's side, passed away quite unexpectedly, and I was 9 years old at the time. I still remember going to the funeral home. I don't remember much of the service, but I do remember the overwhelming smell of flowers, which I really, to this day, have to, a little reaction to, you know, if there's too many flowers. But as a kid, I really didn't understand what all was going on until later. How do you comfort children and help them in those times?
You know, we had just recently a deacon in our church who passed away totally unexpectedly. He just went to sleep, didn't wake up the next morning. He had several grandchildren. And this deacon's wife told me that she sat down and told her grandkids, they were grieving inconsolably, and she said, "You're going to see Grandpa again." They said, "What do you mean we're going to see him again?" And she explained the truth about heaven, and those tears turned into joy as they realized this was not the end. The way we comfort our kids, Don, is by telling them the truth. And the truth is, this life is not all that there is. God has a wonderful future for those who know Christ. And so I would just say this book is a great comfort. And the reason it's a great comfort is this book is based on God's word. And throughout the book are Bible verses that will bring comfort to your children or grandchildren, but it will also point them in the way to heaven. You know, 85% of Christians are saved before the age of 15. After age 15, it is increasingly difficult to ever have somebody come to faith in Christ. The time we're to share our faith is when our children are young and they don't have all that emotional and spiritual baggage that sometimes keeps people from entering into the gates of heaven.
Help parents who have to deal with the tragedies and the fear it creates when they see things like just this recent shooting and so many now. I mean, we've lost track of how many there are and where they are, but how can parents help their children in those immediate moments?
Well, I think, first of all, they need to assure their children that they're doing everything the parent is to protect their children and that you don't have to fear. God has a great plan for your life. I think it's also important to point them to the future time when there will be no more bad people, that only good people will be in heaven and will be secure there forever. And I just think the most important thing we can do, again, is tell our kids the truth. Don't try to diminish the reality of evil. It really is true. There are bad people in the world who do bad things, but it won't be that way forever. And that's the hope of heaven. There is another world coming for boys and girls and men and women where there is no more evil.
And would you agree, don't give them more information than they really are asking for?
That's right. And it needs to be age appropriate.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Kids are capable of understanding much more than we give them credit for. I find this with my own children and now my grandchildren. Don't underestimate how much they can really comprehend.
Where's the best place or places to get copies of the book?
Well, this book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids, the easiest way is to go to Amazon.com. It's the, I think, the number one new children's book, Christian book, released today. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or in most bookstores.
Good to talk with you as always, my friend. Thank you for all the blessings you bring to us with your writings and your ministry.
Well, we love being on your station with Pathway to Victory. Thanks so much, Don.
Again, that's Pastor Robert Jeffress, a voice that you recognize, I'm sure, very readily. as his ministry is here on Pathway to Victory every evening, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM. Also, you can catch the program from 5:30 to 6 p.m. on our sister Salem station, Sirius XM Channel 131 Family Talk Radio. And one more time, this book that we've been talking about is really one that I think you'll enjoy and share it with others as well. A Place Called Heaven for Kids, 10 Exciting Things About Our Forever Home. I'd say get some copies for yourself and your family members, your kids and grandkids, and maybe a few friends as well. It'll encourage and bless them in these troubled times.
Entertainment Answer. Looking for an inspirational film for the whole family? Well, The Overcomer is now in theaters and doing quite well in a very slow box office. This latest endeavor by the Kendrick brothers tells the fictional story of a high school basketball coach who volunteers to coach a track team in the midst of a town crisis. It's rated PG for some thematic elements, and The Overcomer is safe for pretty much anyone in your movie-going family. Again, The Overcomer rated PG in theaters. For more reviews and interviews, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
When you give to Food for the Poor, you save lives. When you give to Food for the Poor, you bring miracles.
When you pray to God, what do you say to Him about yourself and your family?
I ask God for strength and courage with my kids. I know God doesn't ever give any pain without relief, so I ask Him to keep giving me strength to better raise my kids. Maybe put someone on my path that'll make a difference in my life.
Would you let God bring a miracle through you? Food for a year, water for life, to save a child who's been praying for a miracle. Your $80 one-time gift makes that miracle happen right now. Make your life-saving gift of $80 right now. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, I want to give. Or give online at wava.com.
Every marriage has areas that are working well and areas that could use improvement.
Based on the research and experience of Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, the Focus on Marriage assessment will help you and your spouse discover and evaluate 12 essential traits and help you build a relationship that thrives. It's free.
Identify your strengths and find tools to help you grow with the Focus on Marriage assessment.
Log on to WAVA.com, keyword marriage. That's WAVA.com, keyword marriage.
We have delays on the inner loop between Old Georgetown Road and New Hampshire Avenue, and again between Georgetown Pike and the 270 Spur. Outer loop delays are between Eisenhower Avenue Connector and the Wilson Bridge, and between 202 Landover Road and the Greenbelt Mark Metro Station. I-295 southbound, jam between Malcolm X Avenue and the Beltway. 395 northbound, slow between Boundary Channel Drive and 14th Street. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Clear and humid tonight, low 69 to 73. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Hot and humid with a strong thunderstorm in the area during the afternoon and early evening. Any storm could produce damage to winds, high to about 92. For the rest of tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 69. Thursday, breezy, cooler, and less humid. Intervals of clouds and side highs 75. with the AccuWeather forecast. I'm Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. In his recent column at stream.org, headlined Mass Shootings Cause Mass Delusions, my guest this hour observes that even as violent crime has fallen greatly since the 1970s and 80s, Americans have been forced to process a hideous innovation, that is, widespread nihilistic mass killings, and these have increased in frequency, feeding off each other. Think of this phenomenon as a kind of virus spreading, in a sense, by contagion. And he says it's not a virus our societal immune system is at all ready to process and fight. In fact, it's producing dangerous side effects in the form of political delusions that threaten our fundamental freedoms. This is so insightful, folks. I really look forward to hearing from the author about it. He joins me now to talk about it, Dr. John Zmirek, senior editor at The Stream, author or co-author of some 10 books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration and his latest book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. John, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Good to be on. Yeah, what I was saying was, most crime is deterred by fear of punishment, fear of being shot by police. When you have people who are willing to die, as long as they can take as many innocent people with them, well, that's, how do we deal with that? That's like a bug in our system. The Israelis have to deal with suicide bombers. In fact, around the world, we have to deal with Islamist suicide bombers. And they're very hard to deter because they don't care about dying. That's a profound challenge to law enforcement. The problem is that it's producing politically insane side effects.
Elaborate on that, because I said at the outset earlier on in the show when I was teasing the fact you were going to be with us, the default increasingly is what we need is more gun control, or now we need to show up at people's doors and demand that they turn over their guns. Innocent, law-abiding people.
That's right, the red flag laws. And I've got another piece at this stream. Red flag laws can make the whole Constitution safer. Basically, red flag laws negate the Second Amendment. If someone rats you out, say a neighbor who doesn't like your Trump sign, or a yard contractor you fired and gave a negative review on Yelp, really anyone can call the police. The police will call a judge. The judge has every incentive to approve the order, because on the infinitesimal chance that he turned it down and you shot someone, his career would be over. Also, most judges, like most lawyers, really just oppose the Second Amendment. They don't even believe in it. It's only the Supreme Court, thank God, that's been upholding it. People, they hear about these mass shootings. It's something shocking and terrifying. We don't know how to process it, so we just yell, "Do something! Do anything!" The way that German citizens did after the Reichstag fire, and the Nazis, they did something all right. They suspended the whole Constitution. I'm very suspicious of when people start yelling in panic, "Do something! Rip up part of the Constitution!" I don't like taking the Nazis as a model for public policy. The thing about these mass shootings is, as President Trump said on Saturday, these are a mental health issue. There are means to take dangerous people off the streets that are perfectly constitutional. It's called civil commitment, and it requires that a mental health professional, a psychologist, interview the person and certify that he's a danger to himself or to others. Once a person has been certified that, once in his life, it's illegal for him to ever own a gun after that, as if he were a violent felon. So we have a system in place that respects the rule of law. The problem is the liberals have gutted the mental health system. Back in the 60s and 70s, liberals were arguing that schizophrenia is not a mental illness. It's just an alternative way of looking at the world. They were encouraging people to take psychedelic drugs. They were encouraging the closure of mental institutions. And the reason you see so many homeless, mentally ill people wandering the streets of our major cities is that we don't have hospitals to put them in anymore. And that seems to be what was going on with the latest mass shooter in Odessa, Texas. The guy had already been reported to police for threatening his neighbor with a rifle. He was living alone in a small house with no electricity or air conditioning in Texas in the summer, and was sitting on top of his roof shooting at animals in a residential neighborhood at night. There was every reason for the police to have brought this guy in and for a psychiatrist to have certified him as not being safe to be on the street or to have guns, but they didn't do it. Do you know why? Do you know why the mass shooting happened in Odessa, Texas? The police didn't follow up on the report from the citizen that she'd been threatened with a rifle because they couldn't find the guy's address on Google Maps. So they didn't bring him in, and that's why this mass shooting happened. It had nothing to do with 100 million legal gun owners following the law, target shooting, hunting, having weapons for their self-defense. These people are being scapegoated for the incompetence and laziness of a few sheriffs in Texas. It has nothing to do with Congress. Congress couldn't have prevented this. There is no gun control law that would have prevented this, short of confiscating every rifle from every citizen in the country and making it illegal to hunt.
And on that point, when we come back, I want you to elaborate, because there are some folks who say, oh, that is just an extreme reaction. That's never going to happen. And after all, we know that there are not those on the other side of the political issue on this who really want to disarm the whole country, and yet history would prove otherwise. We'll come back with more with Dr. John Zmirak. Check his column out at stream.org. We'll be right back.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks ended the post-holiday session with sharp losses pressured by heightened trade tensions and evidence of weakened manufacturing data. The Dow Industrials dropped 285 points today. The NASDAQ Composite tumbled 88. The S&P 500 lost 20. Amid escalated trade tensions, U.S. manufacturing activity not only fell in August, it contracted for the first time in 3 years. The main manufacturing index from the Institute for Supply Management dropped to 49.1 from 51.2 in August. Any reading below 50% signals a contraction. Having analyzed surveys of purchasing and supply executives across the U.S., the ISM noted that new factory orders, employment, and production all declined in the month. Concerns related to Hurricane Dorian weighed on shares of cruise line operators today. Analysts at Nomura say the hurricane could have an impact of about a nickel a share for several companies. Royal Caribbean shares dropped 1.4%, while Carnival Cruise slumped about 1%. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale, a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group.
serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
John Smirak with me, senior editor at The Stream, author of a couple of very important books, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, and his latest, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. You find his columns very helpful at The Stream, and this is one of them we're talking about right now, Mass Shootings Cause Mass Delusions. And John, in that column, among other things, you say, one form of derangement that mass killings have provoked is this, a highly selective embrace of an extreme form of the precautionary principle. Put bluntly, it states, no loss of liberty is too extreme if it promises to yield an increase in safety. And that's always the argument of those on the left. Look, if it'll make one more person safe, then it's worth it. That's really what they try to sell us, isn't it?
Except that they're not consistent about it. First, I want to point out that the red flag laws people are promoting would let any judge take away someone's guns, and then it's on the burden of proof is on the accused, which is not how our justice system works. The burden of proof is on the accused to hire his own lawyer and prove that he is not a dangerous extremist or a potential school shooter. That is completely crazy, completely backwards. If we applied this red flag approach to the rest of the Constitution, if you thought a church or a mosque was preaching something dangerous, one call to the police and a judge would shut down that church or mosque, and the leader of that religious congregation would have to hire his own lawyer and prove affirmatively that he's safe. If we applied red flag laws to the First Amendment the way we do this to the Second, you could close a newspaper or a website on one accusation that it makes you feel unsafe. You could do the same thing with people's voting rights. In fact, all of the Jim Crow laws that used to exist across the South were effectively red flag laws that white citizens imposed on their black neighbors because they didn't feel it was safe for black people to get due process or for them to vote. So this end run around the Constitution is extremely dangerous. Now, liberals don't believe in end runs around the Constitution when it comes to people who aren't American citizens. For instance, after 9/11, the left opposed the FBI infiltrating mosques to try to find Islamic terrorists. The left opposed Donald Trump's quite reasonable travel ban on countries where terrorism is rife and the authorities have no ability to do background checks. The left opposed that. The left opposes the existence of ICE as an agency. The left opposes local governments turning violent felons over to the federal government to be deported or cooperating in any way with our immigration laws. The left bends over backwards to protect the leaders of radical mosques and illegal immigrants. But it wants to disarm the entire law-abiding population and negate the Second Amendment after some psychopaths have shot up some schools because local police failed to do their job.
And it seems to me, as you mentioned in your column at some length, that we have a double jeopardy, if you will, in that we've now got porous borders, open borders as never before, and a seemingly, at least on the left, very intense growing movement to disarm the legal citizenry. It sounds to me like it's a very bad combination.
Well, then we'll be just as helpful as those helpless as those people in Paris at the Bataclan massacre when these jihadists were there killing them with machetes and nobody had a legal gun to protect themselves. What about the London Bridge attack? The police didn't even have guns because it's London. You had people wielding machetes, butchering people on London Bridge, and there was nothing anybody can do. A disarmed populace is at the mercy of terrorists. It's at the mercy of drug cartels, people smuggled in by immigrant gangs. Most importantly, it's at the mercy of the government. Imagine if those citizens in Hong Kong had private firearms. You would not be seeing the vicious crackdown that's happening right now. In fact, there's a fantastic book called Death by Government. It's all available free online. Just Google it. The whole book's on the web. It documents that 169 million civilians were murdered by their governments in 100 years. That does not include casualties of war. And the one thing all those citizens had in common, they had all been disarmed by their governments.
Now, you alluded to it. Last question. You alluded to it earlier that we now have, for the moment, and hopefully it'll grow and stay, a Supreme Court that has its head screwed on straight, to coin a phrase, in terms of this issue. But on the other hand, you end your column by saying it worries me that so many of our fellow citizens do not have this thing straight in their own minds and heads. How big an issue? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, even President Trump and Vice President Pence are backing these crazy red flag laws. People have to call the White House. People have to call Mitch McConnell and tell them, we don't want you doing a Jim Crow end run around the Second Amendment. We don't want – there already exists a system for legally committing people who are dangerous so that they can't have guns. Boost that system. Let's have some hospital beds so the mentally ill can be treated instead of being left to fester under bridges in every major city of America.
I'm sure you remember. You remind me. Well, let's take a break. I was going to end the conversation there, but you've triggered something else I'd like to get your thoughts on how we treat and care for or don't the mentally ill right now in recent years. John Zmirak with me. Stay with me. Dr. John Zmirak, senior editor at The Stream. This particular column you'll find at their website, stream.org. Mass shootings cause mass delusion. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Were you promised your home would sell? It didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro D.C. area sell their house, even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days, or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, mm-hmm. for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou.
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
It's time. You've been talking about going to Israel for so many years. Do it now. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Gethsemane, and the Garden Tomb. This is simply a fraction of the many places we visit, not to even mention the spiritual impact it will have on your life. Do it now. Visit and experience Israel with WAVA. Give me, Dennis Williams, a call. I'd love to tell you more. 703-807-2211 or WAVA.com, keyword Israel.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, a couple of more minutes with Dr. John Zmirak. If you're just joining us, check his work out and that of his colleagues at stream.org. He is senior editor there. This particular column talking about the continuing and growing, hatred of guns in and of themselves. I know the thing I wanted to mention and check with you, John, among other things, was this last shooter, Odessa, Texas, as I understood it, I haven't seen it confirmed, but I heard a report that this was a two-time felon who shouldn't have even had a gun to begin with. So what are more laws going to do when you can get a two-time felon who is not supposed to have a gun, but he'll get one?
I don't know that he was a felon. I know he failed a background check. I'm not sure why. I haven't seen the reporting on that. But he obviously is somebody who should not have been walking the streets. Anyone who was willing to live in Texas without air conditioning is a threat to himself and maybe others.
Now, the other point I wanted to get to before I run out of time is, years ago doing talk radio up in Maine, I talked with an associate judge of the Supreme Court of Maine. His son was mayor of the town. I got to know the family quite well. And I had the judge on as a guest on the show. We were talking about the decision back then to begin to, quote unquote, mainstream people out of the Augusta Mental Health Institution, and this phenomenon spreading across the country of really mainstreaming people back into the culture and back into the society without really the proper controls over their lives at that point. Is that part of what we're facing here, that we've the mental institutions as such have carried a stigma that folks don't want to put upon people?
Well, and also there was this crazy civil libertarian idea that just because someone's behaving in a really odd or self-destructive way, they shouldn't be in a hospital. That was part of the hippie pseudo-libertarianism.
That's
and
it.
Fiscal conservatives got on board with it because it saved the government money. So we just left the mentally ill to rot on the streets of our cities. If we had a robust mental health system, this guy would have been brought in, would have been evaluated, his guns would have been taken away. You don't have a Second Amendment right to have weapons if you're mentally ill. That's black letter law. No one argues with that. The NRA doesn't argue with that. We already have the laws needed to keep insane people from having weapons, but the left won't let us enforce the mental health laws. It won't let us institutionalize crazy people. Instead, it wants to render you and me incapable of going hunting or protecting our family or target shooting, but most importantly, resisting tyranny. The Second Amendment was put in the Constitution as a last backstop nuclear option to prevent a tyrannical government ever being imposed in America. And if you think that's unthinkable, guess what? The citizens of Hong Kong thought that till just a few months ago.
Well said. Good note on which, Dan. Thank you. Good to talk
Thank
with you,
you
about it.
Have a great day.
Bye. You too. That's John Zmirak of The Stream. And as I move out of this segment, I want to tell you quickly the rest of that story was one block from my home where I lived at the time in Maine. A man who had been mainstreamed, if you will, did not stay on his medications as was part of his requirement. He lived with his mother. He broke into a convent in Waterville, Maine, and murdered two nuns in the broad daylight. And the whole point, well, I think the point is made. That's it for this hour. Thanks for being with us.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Grace to you with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.